You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the fourth Sunday of Easter, April 17th, 2016, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the religious authorities gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." And Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. And the Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
There's something deeply human about the want to belong. From the beginning, human beings have joined together in families, in groups of hunter-gatherers, in tribes and in nations. We want to belong. In fact, the Bible tells us that when God created the first human being, God observed that it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a partner. God knew that the man would want to belong to someone. Who or what do you belong to? I belong to my wife and my children and my grandchildren. I belong to my parents, even though I didn't choose them, and they're gone now. But I'm glad I do, by the way. I'm just observing that we belong to someone or some things that we don't choose, the way we choose, say, a spouse or a friend. Of course, I'm reminded of Groucho Marx's famous quip, "I wouldn't want to belong to any club that would have me as a member." But that's for another day. So who we belong to and who belongs to us is really important. In fact, it defines us. So when we hear Jesus this morning telling the religious authorities who he belongs to, we need to pay attention. "The Father and I are one," he says. He belongs to the Father and the Father belongs to him. It's one of the major themes of John's gospel, this intimate relationship between Jesus and the Father. All the way back in the first chapter in the prologue of the gospel, we're told, "No one has ever seen God. It's God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." You know, God isn't some abstract philosophical proposition. God has been and is being made known in this human person, the one who is as close to his Father as his own heart. The Father and the Son belong to each other. And it's this intimate relationship that Jesus invites his friends to become part of. That's another great theme of John's gospel. Jesus is always inviting his listeners, whether they are the disciples or the religious authorities or members of the crowd, to come into this same kind of intimate relationship with him that he has with his Father. He invites all of those to belong to him, just as he belongs to the Father. And how does one belong to Jesus? By believing. Believing means belonging. Now, let's be very careful and very clear here. When we hear Jesus talking about believing in John's gospel, he's not talking about giving mental assent to a set of intellectual propositions. He's not saying, you know, if you sign off on this particular creed, or if you sign off on this particular doctrine, or if you sign off on this particular dogma, or this particular platform, well, then you can belong. No, the word that gets translated as believe in John's gospel is really closer to trust, or to understand, or to give one's life to. That's a whole lot different than saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, I know plenty of folks who call themselves believers, but you sure couldn't tell it by the way they live their lives. Because to give your life to Jesus, like the members of John's little community who are the audience for this gospel, to be a follower of Jesus, to be one of Jesus' sheep, means a whole lot more than just admiring Jesus because he was virtuous and wise, or because he's holy, or because he seemed to have done some miraculous things. It means giving your life to Jesus, body, mind, and spirit. It means committing to actively living in Jesus' love. And it means loving others the way Jesus loves us. That's, after all, his only commandment to his friends in John's gospel. Love one another as I have loved you. Pretty straightforward, isn't it? But pretty daunting when you think about it. Because as Jesus goes on to say, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. What in the world can that mean for you and me? We know that Jesus recognizes that this is his great life's work, to lay down his life for his friends. In John, that's how Jesus says that God will be glorified. When he, God's Son, the one through whom God is being made known in the world, gives everything, everything for his friends. So if we've fallen short, are we not real believers if we don't literally lay down our lives? If we don't martyr ourselves in some way? I don't think so. Because what we hear Jesus calling for throughout John's gospel is not physical martyrdom. He's calling for commitment. He's inviting his friends, and he's inviting you and me who want to be his friends, to commit ourselves to him and to his work, to participate with him just as he participates with the Father. As he and the Father are one, so he invites his friends, you and me, also be one with him and the Father. That's what it means to belong. And belonging to Jesus is really a continually unfolding feast. It brings with it the joy of discovery in childhood and youth. Do you remember back when you first discovered Jesus? Do you remember back when you first, or did you ever fall in love with Jesus? I fell in love with Jesus when I was a little boy. I'll never forget it. I'm still in love with Jesus to this day. And it started when I was a little boy. And just look at the faces and listen to the stories of our children and youth around here. They are falling in love with Jesus. It's beautiful to watch. What joy to be with them as they discover the joy of belonging to Jesus. And belonging to Jesus as we mature brings with it the joy of serving and loving. And the joy of striving to live a virtuous and holy life, as hard as that is most of the time. And boy, is it ever hard. It's a joy to have that as a goal, though. It's a joy to have something to live for. And belonging to Jesus in our last years brings with it the consolation of his companionship as we look forward to the conclusion of this chapter of our journey. And then in our final days, belonging to Jesus brings the comfort and the hope of homecoming. Union with Jesus and the Father, which is really our true home. And in belonging to the church, we belong to Jesus. And belonging means a whole lot more than being known to the treasurer, as they say, and more than showing up every night. You know, that's one of the old definitions of membership in the Episcopal Church. You're a member if you're known to the treasurer. So you want to make friends with Fred Barkman, right? The being known to the treasurer. Well, it's sure more than that, and it's more than just showing up every now and then. Belonging means committing to those acts of love and service that Jesus calls his followers to. doesn't have to be heroic. Extending kindness to someone who's hurting, handing out neighbors in need bags, intentionally praying for someone who's sick or grieving or sad, preparing a meal when the men's of congregations for the homeless are with us this summer. Small things that are gestures of compassion. Small things that get us out of our own self-referential space. Now, I can tell you about belonging to Jesus as I experienced that at St. Thomas Church. The love and care and the compassion I've received here these last few weeks have been a revelation. I've experienced Jesus' love here. And I've experienced it in so many of you. You know, hearing someone say, "I'm praying for you," I mean, that's a pretty profound experience. And I know how sincere it is. It's an amazing experience to hear someone say, "Hey, I'm praying for you." It's an experience of Jesus' love alive in the world. So belonging to the church, we belong to Jesus. It's a place where we can participate with Jesus in the work he continues to do in the world. In the power of the resurrection, Jesus is alive and present and working in the world. Even as we speak, he is here among us right now. You know, we just had a group return from the Holy Land. And I was talking to Rachel Clifton just a little while ago. And Rachel said that one of the great revelations for her was being in this place of, you know, a pretty chaotic place. He said, "My God, you know, God could have chosen to show up, on the Mediterranean, on the Côte d'Azur. Or God could have chosen to show up in some really awesome place, but instead God chose to show up in the Judean desert." And she said she had the real experience of Jesus being alive and present in the midst of that very chaotic situation. That God comes to us in the midst of chaos. And that's when we know and see the risen Christ. So who do you belong to? Think about that today. Who do you belong to? Now ask yourself, if you really, and I mean really and truly, belong to Jesus. Oh, well, Jesus is ready to take you in, you know, but you do need to commit. And if you commit, and I mean really commit to Jesus, how would that affect your other relationships? How would that affect the ones you belong to and the ones who belong to you? You know, belonging to Jesus is really going to set you apart. You'll know you're special. I mean, everyone, and I mean everyone, gets the invitation, but you better believe that not everyone takes him up on it. You know, if you really belong to Jesus, you will be in some very profound way set apart in this world. Oh, your sense of belonging to Jesus really is special, but it brings with it a special obligation to share the life you're receiving, to share the love you're receiving, to love others just as you know Jesus loves you. And you know what? You don't have a minute to lose. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.